Good morning and welcome to Q95's morning news for today, Thursday, January 29th. I am your presenter, Lakeisha Labasir. In the headlines, Dominica's solid waste management to enforce reduce, reuse, recycle system in 2015. Jurors banned for life in Antigua. And Malaysia declares MH370 an accident. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Digicel. Details coming up.
Switch to Digicel Play and win. Sign up for super fast home broadband and enjoy speeds up to 50 megabytes per second. Plus, get a chance to be one of four lucky customers to win a brand new DL750 smartphone with 3 months free data. And that's not all. You also get a chance to win the grand prize of a 40-inch flat screen TV with 1 year free cable. Sign up today for your super fast home broadband and win big. Call 616-1700 or visit our store on 20 Bad Road to switch to Digicel Play today. Terms and conditions apply.
The Dominica Solid Waste Management Corporation is seeking to enforce some of the initiatives conceptualized by the corporation some years ago. General Manager Florian Mitchell says the plans that are in place for the company in 2015 are specifically based around recycling. He says overall the mandate of the cooperative is to the 3 R's, reduce, reuse and recycle, and for this reason the company will seek to introduce new methods to their collection system within the first quarter of the year. We have various collection systems that cover the entire island. Some communities collected on a weekly basis and others on a fortnightly basis or twice weekly or three times. Since we already have the systems in place, we want to increase our reduce use initiative. And that is why within the first quarter, we are seeking to do so. Mr. Mitchell said they have identified the communities of Lubia, Castle Comfort and Wallhouse who benefit from twice weekly collections to implement a pilot scheme of one weekly general reuse collection and one weekly recyclables collection. He says the collection of recyclable materials would include cans, glass, plastic bottles, aluminum, all of which will be collected separately.
We have a few pilot projects in different communities as it relates to the collection of recycling materials. But what we're hoping to do this year is the areas wherein we have twice weekly collection. We want to introduce one collection day for recyclable material. So as is mentioned, Lubier, Castle Comfort, Wallhouse, Leopold Drive, you know, those areas we're looking to introduce our recycling component within those communities, and we are looking to that in February, the second week after Carnival, I think the week of the 24th, and we'll be only having one collection for general waste in those communities. If you pull out all your recyclable material, your cans, your plastics, your glass material, you only have probably textile and compost material, if you cannot compost within your backyard, or there is no farmer or any individual with that said activity that you cannot pass on that material to, would expect that you to put out your compost material. So what that does is that the amount of waste that you have, it will significantly lessen.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit and the new Minister of Labour, Raven Blackmore, have not responded to a 13-page report suggesting that some high-ranking government officials may be involved in the racketeering of visas and work permits in Dominica, especially for Haitian nationals. The scathing report has been written by Dominica's Labour Commissioner, Matthew LeBlanc, who has been the incumbent of that position for a number of years now. On December 19, 2014, Prime Minister Skerrit visited the office of the Commissioner with two other ministerial colleagues and advised that he had evidence which indicates the staff of the Division of Labour and Immigration were involved in what he described as racketeering of visas and requested a full investigation. In his report, Mr. Libla agrees and highlights that there are a number of issues within the department that need to be fixed as it relates to the processing of visas and work permits. Matthias Peltier provides more on this report.
My actions and decisions are continuously overturned, vetoed, reversed, overridden or revoked by ministers and permanent secretaries, and numerous complaints made by me was never inquired into or investigated. This has undermined my confidence and that of my staff and has left the division to be ridiculed, criticized, mocked and disregarded by members of the public. We are constantly being told by clients that our decisions have no merit and that we have no importance. Wow. Some would often say that they know where to go to get what they want. I'll repeat that line. Some clients, that is, would often say that I know where to go to get what I want. And truth is, they do get what they want. I do not believe that there is a genuine concern to treat seriously the current situation. Visa applications continue to be treated as a commodity, and persons refer to the fact that some get in and some not get in, and who should get and who should not get, as if to say that it's something that is being rationed out.
Q95 will of course continue to follow this matter as it progresses. One senior environmental health officer, Tassie Thomas, responsible for the planning and organizing of food safety programs, is expressing concerns for food safety as the 2015 carnival season is here. During an interview with local media, Ms. Thomas says the Environmental Health Department has an essential role to play in ensuring the safety of individuals and cannot take things for granted. The senior officer outlined a few of the safety measures food handlers should consider in the process of preparing foods. They are proper personal hygiene, head covering, proper attire. When sick, do not go out to handle foods. Stay home. Do not store foods on the floor. When serving hot foods, be sure to use hot holding devices so that foods can be served hot. Ms. Thomas expressed that the department must make sure that food handlers and vendors are doing what they are supposed to do. She says the intent is not to harass food handlers or to make them uncomfortable. However, she laments if the department were to turn its back on them, it is surprising the things that people will let slide in spite of all the education that the department is putting out. Opposition leader Lennox Linton says his team is getting ready to join the Dominica Parliament when it convenes sometime in February. While not disclosing the actual date, Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit earlier this week indicated that the first session of Parliament would convene in February. Six parliamentary representatives and four senators on the United Workers' Party side will be joining the Parliament. For the majority of them, it will be their first time joining that decision-making body. Speaking on Q95's Hot Seat, Linton, the man at the head of the UWP, says their team is getting ready.
We're getting ready. Parliament is about rules of engagement and so on. We're about open, free debate and dealing with the nation's business, especially the legislative agenda of the government and the people of Dominica. And then we'll be going in there ready for that. We've been spending time getting familiar with the standing orders of the Parliament. We've been focusing on the standing committees of the Parliament and who will be representing the Opposition United Workers' Party, Team Dominica, on those standing committees of Parliament. I refer specifically to the Parliamentary Broadcast Committee, on which we have to put a member. We have to put two members on the Standing Orders Committee, two members on the Privileges Committee, and two members on the Public Accounts Committee. And we have made those selections, we've made those choices, and we will disclose them when we get into the Parliament.
The number of uninsured passenger-carrying buses operating on the streets of Dominica is a growing concern. According to information reaching Q95 News recently, this is a problem, a growing problem, as more persons turn to driving public transportation as a means of securing a livelihood. However, this is often done without the driver obtaining the appropriate insurance cover. Of even greater concern, according to a source, is that the instances of uninsured bus drivers is known to the police and the traffic division with little known consequences.
So I asked him if that was okay. He told the bus driver he could leave. So I asked him, is that okay, that all? He and the one in green suit with the little black baton, I guess he's the inspector, they both told me, what am I interested in? Am I interested in the you getting your bag or interested in the bus driver haven't got any insurance or any license? So I couldn't do nothing. I started to go home. Then he asked me my name and he called the police station and he spoke to the same police that I spoke the day before. So I went back to the police station and I spoke to that same policeman and I told him what happened. He called traffic and nobody would speak to him about the man that gave him the information the day before. So I left and I put my head back inside the door and I asked him if he mind giving me his name. He gave me his name, he wrote it down and his number. So I left. On the 15th of January this year, I find myself in the Chronicle trying to give them my story, but it was hard going. Well, bus goers in Dominica, let's pray that we don't have that when you drive ride in the buses, you don't have an accident and all our body parts all over the road. Because what happens then? What happens to us? What happens to our family? I am a concerned Dominican. Have a safe, nice ride on the buses and have a nice day.
Attempts to obtain any comments or statements from the traffic division were futile at the time of this newscast. However, Q95 will continue to follow this matter. Justice Albert Redhead on Wednesday placed a lifelong ban on 10 jurors in Antigua accused of delivering a perverse verdict. The case involved an 18-year-old man who was on trial for allegedly having sexual intercourse with a 13-year-old girl. In delivering his remarks following the not guilty verdict, the judge deemed the permanent restriction necessary. He said he imposed it using the court's inherent jurisdiction to protect the process from abuse. When the jury's verdict was declared late Tuesday, reportedly 10 of the 12 members found the man not guilty, while two female jurors felt he was guilty of the crime. Justice Redhead told the court he could not recall seeing such perversion of justice in his 30 years as an officer of the court. And the Malaysian government has officially declared the disappearance of Malaysian airline flight MH370 an accident and has said that there were no survivors. No trace of the Beijing-bound aircraft has been found since it disappeared on March 8, 2014. Officials said that the recovery operation is ongoing, but that the 239 people on board are now presumed dead. The plane's whereabouts are still unknown despite a massive international search in the southern Indian Ocean. The declaration on Thursday should allow compensation payments to relatives of the victims. Malaysian officials added that the recovery of the missing aircraft remained a priority and they have pursued every credible lead. Four vessels are currently searching the seafloor with specialized sonar technology in a remote stretch of ocean where the plane is believed to have ended its flight. Based on analysis of satellite and aircraft performance data, MH370 is thought to be in the seas far west of the Australian city of Perth. And that's this morning's news, but first a recap of the headlines. Dominica's solid waste management to enforce reduce, reuse, recycle system in 2015. Jurors banned for life in Antigua. And Malaysia declares MH370 an accident. Once again, the news has been brought to you through the kind compliments of Digicel. If you missed any of our news packages, log on to our website www.q95da.com to view the stories or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 News team, I am Lakisha Labasir.